Welcome back. We've got Dan from Sunwise on the line with us. And, mate, you've got a couple of new employees there on the team that have joined the Sunwise family.
Yeah, absolutely. Last time I spoke to you, we were going through that squeeze, you know, the sales suddenly boom, and then, the installers need to follow. And, we've employed six new staff members.
Wow.
I got to admit, I haven't met them all yet. But don't worry, our quality's not going to drop, because what they do is they get paired with experienced installers that we've already got, and the team grows like that. So, it's really good. And, this has all occurred while we went to Darwin. We're a family-owned business. So Glenn, who's the engineer, he's actually my father-in-law, and went with the wife, and we went up to Darwin, and you wouldn't believe it. We went to the Sunset Cinemas.
Beautiful.
Up in Darwin. Yeah, and we watched this little Australian movie called Rams. Have you heard of it, Tom?
I have.
You have heard of it?
I have heard of it.
I was sitting there, and I was watching it.
This is gonna
be good. It was a sheep judging trial.
Yeah.
It was brilliant, and I was just distracted by the most magnificent looking man in the background, Tom.
Mate.
Can you enlighten me, Tom, how such a, like you'd normally say, it's a good head for radio, but clearly not, because one young Tom ended up on standing next to Michael Caton and Sam Neill judging sheep. How did that happen?
Rams, mate. Rams, not sheep.
Rams.
Come on.
Sorry, judging Rams.
Nah,
how did that happen, Tom?
Look, it was a phone call, it was an email, it was a headshot, and not the kind with a rifle, obviously, the kind with a camera, and that was basically it.
Right. Next thing you know, you're on the big screen. So if anyone's wondering what Tom looks like, check out the movie Rams. He's in the background there with a couple of kids.
Yeah, actually, just going to shout out there, that's a very accurate representation of what I actually look like. There's these other photos kicking around. And let's just say they're a bit edited. I don't know who edited them, mate, but they don't really look like me. so if you sort of see Tom from Rural Focus, then maybe just go watch Rams instead. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's definitely you in the background. I've met you a couple of times now, and that's certainly you.
Yeah.
It was quite good to see you, mate.
Did you like the movie though?
I actually did. I like, you know, the Australian movies are a bit hit and miss, but that one, I really liked it, you know, and maybe your clientele might see flaws in it because they work with sheep all the time, but as someone who's a bit more layman, I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah, nice one. Well, mate, look, just to wrap this all up, if you mentioned before, off-grids are, which is probably not all that unusual this time of year heading into winter. Things are just a little bit quieter on some of those fronts, but it's a great, great time, spectacular time, actually. If someone wants to get in contact to have a chat about off-grids, now is a perfect time to book in to have that conversation.
Absolutely, because as the market slows, the prices get sharper. If you actually are thinking about off-grids, now's a great time to do it. Give us a call at Sunwise, and you can see my friendly face. I can come out there and say good day.